Say good morning. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be in the chapel with BMA. To President Holmes and Dean Atterbury and to all the other officials and faculty students, it's good to be here. Somebody said it's good to be anywhere. There are some places I wouldn't want to be this morning. But I am glad to be here in the chapel this morning to share with you from the Word of God. But what I want to do, if the musician will help me, I want to do just a little bit of a number. One of my favorites, How Great Thou Art. How many of you know God is great? If you look at that. Thank you. I can sing a cappella, but it's kind of good when you have some music. To say that Dr. Holmes is very gracious. Oh. come to thank you today for this preaching privilege. Thank you for this seminary. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our keeper. Now, Lord, I need you. I'm weak, but you're so mighty. Hold me with your powerful hand. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would use me to your glory and honor. Pray that you touch the hearts of your hearers today, that your word will fall on good ground. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want you to look with me in a passage of Scripture found in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 5. And we're going to look at the first 5 verses. We'll share with you from that passage here this morning. And while you're finding that, I want to thank God for those of you who are here. And I want to thank God for my wife who has made her arrival. And my daughter-in-law and our youngest grandbaby, Evan. So we are blessed to have them in our presence here this morning. Our passage of Scripture is found in Romans chapter 5. We're going to read the first 5 verses. The passage says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." I want to talk for just a few minutes this morning from the subject, praising God under pressure. Praising God under pressure. There are some folk who will not praise God even when things are going their way. Some will not praise Him even with money in their pockets, good job, and good health. But this scripture tells us that even when we are going through various situations of life, we can still praise God. And I believe that that is what separates the saved from the unsaved. The saved will praise God even when the storms of life are raging. Because Christians are unique. We are in the world, but yet we are not of the world. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. And we ought to glory even in our tribulations. In this text, in Romans 5 and 3, we see the word glory. And glory means worshipful praise, honor, and thanksgiving to God. We also see the word tribulations. And tribulations mean distress, suffering, a trying experience. As I look around in here this morning, I imagine many of you have been in distress. I can imagine that many of you have had to suffer. You have had some problems in your life. Have you had a trying experience? Have you ever been lied on? Have you ever been talked about? Have you ever been criticized? Have you ever been mistreated? Then you know what tribulations are all about. But Paul tells us that we can glory or in fact praise God even in tribulations. And to some of us that sounds paradoxical. But a paradox is a statement seemingly contradictory or opposed to common sense, and yet it is true. So to say that we glory in tribulations, in hard times, in our sicknesses, in our problems, in our distresses is contradictory to common sense. Because you will agree today that most of us usually do the opposite. People usually pout when they are suffering. They usually complain and become despondent. But I stop by to tell you today that you can praise God even under pressure.
text says we glory in tribulations. Now, in order for one to be able to praise God in tribulations, we must understand what the preceding verse had to say. Paul opens chapter 5 with the word therefore. Chapter 5 is connected to what has been said in the closing verse of chapter 4. For that verse says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And verse 1 of chapter 5 says that we are justified by our faith. In other words, we have been made righteous by our faith in Jesus Christ. And we who are saved have some special privileges. Well, they're right there in the text. Number one, we have peace with God. For the text says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I need to tell us this morning, peace with God is not talking about an internal tranquil feeling, but it's talking about our relationship to God. Because when we were sinners, we were enemies to God, and now that we are saved, we have been brought into the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ, and now we are at peace with God. Amen. If you're not saved today, you don't have peace with God. And I thank God today that He has given me a peace that surpasses all understanding. When other folk don't understand it, I have a peace that the world does not understand. Not only do we have peace with God, but the text says we have access to God. There it is in verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand. I'm so glad this morning that we have access to God. Oh, just think about it this morning. There are a whole lot of folk that you don't have access to. Are y'all with me? Oh, I mean, you don't have access to the governor of this state. You don't have access to your senator or congressman. You don't have access to the presidents of these United States. Amen. Because it would take an act of Congress for you to get in touch with President George Bush. But I stopped by to tell you that you can get in touch with God. The reason why I know is because I got in touch with him early this morning. I had a little talk with him before I came to school this morning. And I heard the songwriter say, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry and he will answer us by and by. So thank God that we have access. Bible teaches us in Hebrews 4:16, said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Whenever you need somebody, you need them right then. Amen. There are a whole lot of people, even my family members and even the members of the church where I pastored for 26 years, they will help me. But sometimes they are not available. Sometimes I cannot reach my family on my cell phone. Sometimes you can't get in touch with those when you need help. But I'm telling you this morning that God, you can get in touch with him because Psalm 46 says he is a very present help in trouble. So whenever I'm in distress, whenever I'm in need, I can call on the Lord. Let me give you a little story. I had surgery back in January. And it was a very painful surgery. And I remember waking up in the recovery room, and I had excruciating pain. When I woke up, I thought I had made a mistake having the surgery because I had never had pain that great, even my worst day before I had surgery. And I remember there lying in the emergency room there in the ICU, and they were giving me Vicodin and morphine. None of it was kept. They said, well, I can't give you any more right now. The nurse, I remember him, it's a male nurse, and he said, I can't give you any more right now. I can only give you some more in about 30 minutes. And I was in excruciating pain. But I remember, said, well, I can't get the morphine, I can't get the Vicodin, but I can get in touch with the Lord. Yeah. And so I called on him. Yeah. And the Lord gave me some relief. Yeah. So I'm glad to tell you today, we have access to God. Not only do we have peace with God, not only do we have access to God, but we also have a glorious hope. And I need to tell you today, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. In verse 3, Paul says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation. And the reason we can glory in tribulation is because we have peace with God. We can glory in tribulation because we have access to God. We can glory in tribulation because we have a glorious hope. And because of these privileges, somebody ought to just praise Him even during your pressure. The Bible tells us that Jesus said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my name's sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Jesus was just saying, you can praise me even under pressure. John 16 and 33 said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He was just saying, we can praise God even under pressure. Now, I must hurry to tell you that the text tells us that there are even benefits from tribulations. Well, what are they? Well, the Bible says, amen, that tribulations worketh patience. There it is there in that third verse, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. There are a lot of folk who need patience. And I need to tell you, don't pray God give you patience. Amen. If you do, get ready for some tribulations. Get ready for some storms. Get ready for some problems. I hear folk all the time say, you know, I just wish I had more patience. Well, if you ask God to give you more patience, get ready for some more problems. Get ready for some more storms. Get ready for some things that can crush you down. What is patience? Patience means bearing pain or trials without complaint. It means steadfastness despite opposing difficult situations. Oh, I need to tell us, we cry too much. Amen. We whine too much. God is good to us, but yet we cry and we whine when things don't go our way. But patience is to, amen, be content. That's what Paul was saying. Paul said, whatever state I am, I'm going to be content. Now, Paul was not saying just be laid back and just take everything that comes our way. He was just saying, hold it together until God moves the problems in your life. I need to tell us, hey, I'm reminded of Job. Job was, the Bible says, a perfect and upright man. And Job lost all that he had. Job lost his wealth. He lost his children. And the Bible says Job rose and tore his clothes and shaved his head and fell down and worshipped. And Job said, naked I came out of my mother's womb and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, after all Job had lost, he had lost all of his sheep, he had lost all of his oxen, he had lost all of his camels, and he had lost all of his children. But Job didn't have a pity party. Job praised the Lord. And I do think you need to know that when you praise God, God can send some relief. In fact, when you praise God, blessings will come down. Yes, they will, because the Bible tells us when the enemies were coming upon Jehoshaphat, amen, that they began to praise God and their enemies killed each other. What I'm trying to tell you, you can praise God even when you are going through the storms of life. Not only does tribulation give patience, but patience worketh experience. And experience in the Greek means trustiness or proof. The New American Standard Translation says proven character. Some of us need proven character. And when you go through something, you will come out a little better than when you went into that thought. Yeah, that's what happened to Job. Job was able to say, after he had gone through all that he went through, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I need to tell us today, amen, Job wasn't crying. Job was saying, I'm going to keep holding on. I'm going to keep praising you, even under pressure. Then the text says that experience worketh hope. Hope means to expect with confidence. Zion with expectation. I know the Lord will make a way. Songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And hope does not let us down. It does not disappoint us. God will not let us down. God will not forsake us. It does not matter what we're going through. God is always there. God knows what we're going through. You don't have to worry about God knowing. He knows what you're going through. He knows the burdens that you are bearing. He knows the trials that you are dealing with. He knows all about us. And because he knows, he not only does he know, but he's able. He's able to keep us. He's able to help us. He's able to get us through whatever we are going through. Now, as I look out at this audience this morning, I imagine some of you are going through something this morning. I don't know what it is, but I don't have to think. Imagine, Lord, because I know how life is.
All right.
And if it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah.
You may not be going through what I'm going through. You may not be going through what Pastor Palmer's going through, but you're going through something.
Yeah.
I think I need to tell you, you're in one of three positions. You're either coming out of trouble, or you're in trouble, or you're going into trouble.
Yeah.
But I need to tell us why we're in trouble. We ought to just praise God.
Yeah.
Because God can handle your situation. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this text tells us that we can praise God even when the storms of life are raging. That's what James was saying in James 1 and 2. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. He said, just count it as joy. Amen. It may not be joy what you're going through, but you can count it as joy. Why? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. If you can just hold on, the Lord will work it out. Are y'all with me? Well, I need to tell you today that there are some witnesses this morning that we could call up. If I would call up the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, amen, get it, verse 7, it tells us that, and Paul said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
Yeah.
Paul went to God three times and said, move the Lord.
Yeah.
But the Lord didn't move it. I need to tell us this morning, God sometimes will not move whatever you're going through. But thank God, verse 9, Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so Paul got happy and said, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. If the Lord is going to be strongest in my weakness, then I don't mind going through some things, because I know what he can do. And so Paul said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, then I am strong. Oh, I need to tell you, when I'm at my weakest point, amen, that's when I'm really the strongest, because that's when Jesus steps in. Because when we're doing all right, amen, we think that we're all that. But I stop by to tell you, when God puts you down and gets your back against the wall, then you look to him, and he will bring you out. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. He will give you strength. He will give you joy in the midst of whatever you're going through.
Yes.
You can praise God.
Yes.
Even under pressure. Oh, I don't know what you're going through. Amen. But whatever it is, you can hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to tell us today, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Well, the storms keep on raging in my life, and all kinds of things happen in my life, but my soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is not anchored in my money. My soul is not anchored in my position. My soul is not anchored in the fact that I'm a pastor. The My soul is not anchored in the fact that I'll teach at the seminary. My soul is not anchored in who I know, but my soul is anchored in the Lord. And if your soul is anchored in Him, when the storms come, you have something to hold on to. If you're anchored, you don't get tossed around as much. If you're anchored, I need to tell you, I'm anchored today. And I can praise God even in the pressure. I can praise God when folks talk about me. I can praise God when the sun is not shining. I can praise Him when doors are closed in my face. I can praise Him when I'm flat on my back. I can praise Him when I'm racking in pain. I can praise Him even when I'm going through. How many of you can do that this morning? The text tells you, you can do that. You got peace with God. You say you're saved, you got peace with God. You have access to God. You have a glorious hope. So why are you crying this morning? Why are you all in frowns this morning? Why you look like you're sucking on green for summer, son? Why can't you praise Him a little bit? Why can't you give Him some praise? I heard the psalmist say, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Are y'all with me here this morning? If you ought to praise Him sometime. I don't know about you, amen, but I've decided I'm going to praise Him. And if I was at New Zion, I'll tell you, New Zion, help me praise Him. Amen. And somebody will help me praise Him. So I'm going to ask you, since I'm not at New Zion, since I only have three members here this morning, I want y'all to join with those three members and help me praise Him. Praise the Lord. Praise Him this morning. Don't get rough. Don't child face life. Praise Him this morning. If you don't like to stand on your feet, I know this is a seminary, and I know this may not be an honor, but it's no harm to stand on your feet and praise the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. Amen. No matter what it is, God can give you some praise. Jesus. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He put Him on a cross, nailed His hands and His feet, pierced His side, blood and water came out. Jesus died. But they buried Him, but He didn't stay there. Thank God that on the first day morning, what did He do? He rose with power in His hand. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that He rose and with power. What does He have power for? Power to help you praise Him. Even under pressure. Even when you're going through. Even when you lose your job. Even when you lose your house. Even when you lose your car. Even when they diagnose you with an incurable disease. Just steal away and praise God. Even when you get that diagnosis, don't let that diagnosis kill you. Just praise God a little. Because I'm persuaded this morning that I'm going to praise God even under pressure. May God bless you today. Let us pray. Lord, thank You that we can praise You even under pressure. We know that life will bring pressures, and that life will bring dark days. Life will bring sleepless nights. Life will bring some criticism, and life will bring some hard knocks. But Your word has declared that we can glory even in our tribulations. Because tribulations work patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope will not make us be ashamed, because You're in control. You can handle any obstacle in our life. You can solve any problem. You can heal any infirmity. And we thank You for that now, God. We pray for this seminary. We pray for President Holmes and Dean Atterbury and all of the professors and all the students, whatever they're going through this morning. Help them to leave here saying, oh, I know it's rough, but I can still praise You even under pressure. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.